Hello again, and welcome to As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans in Washington. Today on the program, we bring you a special report on an American brass band from New Orleans. Most of the members of a brass band play musical instruments made of brass, a mixture of the metals copper and zinc. But this band features one instrument unlike most other brass bands. The band is called Bonorama. New Orleans is a city famous for its food, mix of cultural influences, and of course, its music. The city known as the Big Easy is the birthplace of several styles of popular American music, including jazz and ragtime. New Orleans has a long history of combining musical art forms to create something different and fun. The band Bonorama is both. The New Orleans-based group brings together funk, rock, blues, and jazz, creating a gumbo for the ears. Bonorama has horns like many local bands. But unlike most groups, the trombone players lead this band. Craig Klein and Mark Mullins are the founders of Bonorama and two of its three trombone players. Both Mr. Klein and Mr. Mullins performed as part of the brass section for another New Orleans musician, Harry Connick Jr.
I don't much care if I am the last in
Craig Klein says, he was inspired to start the band that would become Bonorama while traveling and playing music for Harry Connick Jr.
Mark and I were on tour with Harry Connick Jr. We started playing with him in 1990. And we were in New York, and I went and saw this Cuban band had five trombones, and I just had an idea. Let's make a New Orleans band that features the trombone.
The group formed in 1998. Mark Mullins says he knew from the start that the sound of Bonorama was different.
The sound of the unit from the very beginning was obvious. That it connected with people for some reason. And I think people heard a sound when bringing these instruments together that they hadn't really heard before. In New Orleans, you hear a lot of different things. I mean, you'll hear funk bands and rock bands and, of course, brass bands. But a band of all trombones with the sousaphone and the conventional, like, funk band rhythm section was kind of different.
One special quality is that Mark Mullins sometimes makes his trombone sound like an electric guitar. He creates this effect using a guitar pedal that he connects to a microphone on his trombone. He can lift the pedal up and down to make different kinds of sounds, just like a guitar player. He says audiences enjoy hearing guitar sounds coming from a trombone. He adds that he is able to express musical ideas with the guitar pedal that may not be possible with trombone alone.
It's definitely fun to, it's like driving a different car, you know, speaking a little different language for a second there, because you can say things that you might not get away with saying quite as well. It gives you a different vocabulary for a minute. It's neat. But the rock stuff is fun. It transfers real well, and I think if you pick the right songs and just have fun with it and be honest with it, I think people kind of connect with that. They know if you're having fun. They know if it's kind of honest. And the sound of here, for the audience perspective, apparently it seems like they get a kick out of hearing Hendrix or Led Zeppelin through the voice of sousaphone and trombones, and it's fun for everybody.
Bonorama's latest album is called Shake It Baby. It is the band's sixth album, but Craig Klein says the horn section has recorded music for at least 10 other musicians or groups, including REM and OK Go.
We were on REM's record. We were on the Sierra Leone record. We did a record with some of the OK Go guys. Cowboy Mouth. Radiators. Wonderlick. Mark Stone. I guess we've probably been, as a horn section, probably about 10 different records or more.
Bonorama recently performed at the Hamilton in Washington, D.C. This reporter got to not only attend the performance, but to take the stage and play trombone with the band. It was an unforgettable experience, both as an audience member and a performer. And that's our program for today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this report on an American band from the city of New Orleans. Let us know if you would like to hear more stories about American musicians. Send us an email, learningenglish@voanews.com. Or leave us a comment on our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another As It Is. I'm Jonathan Evans. Thanks for listening.